Well, it was small, portable, and it was a lot lighter than 65 pounds. And I thought, you know, this thing might be okay for just doing quick impedance measurements and stuff, just to see if I'm in a ballpark and, you know, checking capacitors and inductors, you know, measuring and the inductance and stuff. And I'm like, nope. I'd hook a capacitor up. I'd take like a 0.01 microfarad disc ceramic capacitor and hook it up, and it, sometimes it'd read 0.01, and then other times it would read 0.001. And I'm like, nope, this is not going to fly. So I complained to MFJ about it, and they never give me a solution for it.
Huh, that's interesting. Yeah, I've looked at the MFJs. Also looked at Rig Expert, which seems to be a pretty popular one. I just can't get myself to spend that much money on one.
No, I get that. Yeah, they're pretty salty, but they are really nice. They work very well. I've never had one, but I just know that from people I've talked to about them, they're really decent. And then those cheap under $100 network analyzers, those things are amazing. They're surprisingly good for what they are. I have to say, my hat's off to the Chinese engineer that designed that. It was, yeah, that's pretty neat. And then the other one that's really good is that, and I'm trying to remember the name of that company. And, you know, it's the one with the cross needles in it. And those things are really nice.
You have to try to look that up. I don't think I'm familiar with that one.
Yeah, I think of it. I'll let you know. Oh, man, I can't think of it. It looks like, you know, like one of those SWR bridges, you know, with the cross needles. It's got two of those. And yeah, those things are really nice too. And they're not too cheap. They're, I think, around, I don't know, maybe $500. But they're compact and they work well. Yeah, they work really good. And they have a little display, little LCD color display in them that shows, like, the impedance and the band. And, yeah, they're much nicer than what the MFJs were.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about now. I was looking on Gigaparts the other day for some antenna wire, and I saw a couple of those. But yeah, definitely looked interesting. Like a really nice unit. They had pretty beams on them.
Yeah. So there's some pretty neat tools that hams have access to nowadays. Instead of having to pack around, I can remember the days in broadcast work where I had to pack this general radio bridge, and then had to have an RF generator to feed it, and then, you know, a meter to look at the null and